So move.
Motion for Hudson, second.
Second.
Question on the motion. Vote for Schaefer.
Yes.
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 I have the motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
We're going to move on our agenda to the very last thing.
Are we going to do the engineer's hearing first, or then?
Yeah, we can.
That way, then I would read the, have to read the other. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, we'll have a public hearing on the Warrington Farm annexation into the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman from the County Engineers Department is going to give council a brief description of what is being proposed. After that, if there's any member of the public here that would like to address this, may come forward and do so, and then the council may act on it. Mr. Ashman.
Yes, this is for the Warrington Farm expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This would be for the West Rehoboth area. Council approved the permission to prepare and post notices for this expansion on May 9th of 2023. The department received a request from Davis Bowen Friedel Incorporated on behalf of their client, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company, the owners and developers of parcel 334-12-123.01 off of Old Landing Road. The project is a by-rate subdivision and will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time they request their permits. Property was posted on June 7th of 2023, added to the website and advertised the week of June 14th and the 21st. June 20th, we were asked to re-advertise and repost the project for the public hearing today, July 18th at 1:30. Project was reposted on June 22nd and advertised the weeks of July 5th and 12th. To date, we have received no correspondence in support or opposition to this annexation.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to address this issue, this proposed annexation? Is there anyone here today that would like to do so? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this issue?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, no one wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. So if they would council, close the public record. And I ask who's going to read?
Mr. Ashman has a resolution.
Yep.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include one parcel on the west side of Old Landing Road. Parcel is located in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware. Recorded in the Office of the Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Now move to Ordinance 2310.
Okay, and I will read the rules of procedure.
Sure.
First, then we'll hit the ordinance. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their position or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front, stand at speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, please hand it to Mr. Whitehouse and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And as Mr. President indicated, we are going to take the ordinance number 2310, the amenities ordinance first, and I believe Mr. Robertson is here to give a presentation on that.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. If I just provide a quick summary and then I'll yield to Mr. Robertson to provide an overview.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
So this is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Article 3, Section 9921, Public Sites and Open Spaces, and Chapter 115, Article 24, Supplemental Regulations of the Code of Sussex County regarding the timing of construction for amenities in residential developments. Submitted into the record for this ordinance application, Mr. President, we have a copy of the ordinance as it was introduced to Council on March 21st of this year, and it's shown on the screen. We also have received zero comments from this, and the application, sorry, the ordinance was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 8th of this year. And at the meeting of June 8th of this year, the Commission recommended adoption of the ordinance for the reasons given. And Mr. President, the report in your paperless packet includes minutes of both of those meetings and the reason for the recommendation. And Mr. Robertson can provide a short overview. Thank you.
So it'll be very short. As you know, this mostly applies to subdivisions, and we have amenities in subdivisions, and one of the conditions that the commission puts on subdivisions is the time by which those amenities, recreational facilities, et cetera, need to be completed. There's sort of a window or a range of time frames by which that has to be completed. Those amenities have to be completed, but there's not consistency. So one of the things that staff recommended, and I think everybody agrees with, is we ought to make that uniform, so it's easier to police. You don't have to look at every application and figure out whether it's a certain number of building permits or 50% or 75% or 65% or whatever. So what this does is it states that all of the community buildings, recreational facilities, including swimming pools, game courts, and those sorts of things, all that has to be completed by the time of the, or before the issuance of the residential building permit representing the 60th percent of the total residential building permits for the subdivision. It's as simple as that, just so that it's uniform throughout.
Fine job, Mr. Roberts.
Yes.
Fine job.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Yes. Any questions from council? Seeing none. At this time is, I'm sorry.
Quickly, I mean, just stipulating that a lot of the other, you know, aspects of this are still in place, such as bonds and so forth that are held against.
Absolutely. And actually, this really just codifies a condition that's on every subdivision.
Right.
And instead of having it sort of an arbitrary percentage, it establishes that
nails
percentage.
It down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the guy went out of business after 50%.
It's still bonded.
The bond is there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So shows up on site plan.
Doesn't change any of that.
Does not change any of that.
Right.
That's right. So, actually, and it probably makes it a little bit easier to track for the bonding because, you know, everybody's going to be at 60%. You don't have to figure out if it's 55, 75, or some number besides. So.
Were there any other questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Robertson. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this proposed ordinance? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this proposed ordinance? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check remotely to see if anyone is listening that would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing in this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Second, the council close public record. Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Article 3, Roman numerals, Section 99-21, Public Site and Open Spaces, and Chapter 115, Article 25, Roman numerals, Supplemental Regulations of the Code of Sussex County regarding the timing of construction for amenities in residential developments based on the evidence given today and on the recommendations of planning and zoning.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes.
I also vote yes. Motion carried. Ordinance 2310 passes. Okay. Now then, Mr.
Thank
Moore.
You.
Let me get back here to the
first one. The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2421. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land, Loingham being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 46.17 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the south side of Phillips Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 472, approximately 0.63 mile west of Revel Road, which is Sussex County Route 410. The 911 address is 22518 Phillips Hill Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 19. Parcels 21.00 and 22.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter that's been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of June 8th of this year. At the meeting of June 22nd of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons stated and subject to the 9 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Pete, first, are there any questions from council? And Ms. Pete?
Thank you. Before I begin, I haven't used this new system yet. I don't need to push to talk, right?
No, it's on.
It's already automatic. Okay, I just want to make sure. I see the label here. So good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mackenzie P. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing. As Director Whitehouse stated, I'm here on behalf today of Mr. John Brittingham and Ms. Laura Brittingham to request a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for properties located at 22518 Phillips Hill Road in Millsboro, Delaware. And that property and site specifically consists of two tax map parcel numbers, 133-1921 and 22. Parcel 21 is the larger parcel. It consists of approximately 32 acres. The aerial on the screen is not an accurate description of what's actually there right now. This site, the chicken houses are gone. The proposed conditional use area is proposed on parcel 22, a smaller parcel in this area here, as well as this area here. The intention would be to convert that storage shed currently to an area where there can be events in the event of inclement weather. I do have an updated plan that we had emailed into the county. I'm not sure if you have it in your records. There was actually an updated plan after that. I have a copy I'll submit now, just so that everyone can be on the same page.
The last slide we had, the one on the right, there's an existing venue there now?
Yes, and I'll go through that. I'm going to give some history, and then I'll go through the site plan specifically. So as some of you may know, this farm, Brittingham Farms, is a grain farm in Millsboro. Images of the farm itself are included as Exhibit E in your packet, and the farm happens to be almost a century old. It was opened to the public with a farm store and many acres of lavender in 2020. And the farm is specifically known for its lavender and lambs experience. The lavender bloom season is ongoing. It's from June through August. And those that visit the site have the opportunity to walk through the lavender field that consists of 3,200 lavender plants, watch distillation demonstrations on site, and visit the farm store, et cetera. This farm collaborates with many local organizations. They do a lot of work in the community in general. And to answer your question, Councilman Schaefer, this site is listed as one of the Department of Agriculture's agritourism attractions in Sussex County, and does benefit from some exemptions as an agritourism activity. However, this use really exceeds the scope of what would be permitted underneath that exemption. And so the purpose of bringing the application before you today is because the applicant wishes to expand its current uses to be able to offer additional events, weddings, larger scale parties, et cetera, on site. We believe that the plan itself, the current plan that's been submitted into the record, gives you a lot more detail than the previous plan submitted. It shows, for example, there's actually a number legend you'll see on the plan that identifies the existing farm store, the greenhouse, existing parking area is number 3, the machine and storage shed, the private residence. There's that optional event space that I discussed specifically here. It'll be a covered space in the event of inclement weather, but the use will primarily actually take place behind the lavender fields underneath tents is the idea. The applicants agreeable to all the proposed conditions recommended by the commission. We did request a time for events to go till 11 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Would be open, of course, to having, and would like to request that be extended if possible to 11. Of course, okay, if that's not something that's agreeable to the council. We think that's certainly a reasonable time, especially for a Friday and Saturday. I will also note that the first condition, or reason I should say, provided by the commission limited the use to the, you know, roughly half acre piece, but I just want to be clear that the use would also potentially be used in this building as well. I'll entertain any questions that you may have, and conclude my presentation there.
I do have a question based upon your last statement. You indicated that the first reason, not condition, said the use will occur on the 0.4674-acre area of the larger 46.17-acre. What is your statement?
I know that the next reason thereafter actually provides that the use could also be contained within agricultural buildings on the site. I just want to be clear that the use will occur on that space as well as in this specific agricultural area here. Perhaps it's already sufficient enough, but it might even be better if we just combine those sentences together so that you're not confused about where the use is actually primarily being located on site.
My question is that restricting the activity to that limited part of the property, or just stipulating that that's probably where it's going to happen?
That's correct. Yeah. Stipulating that's where it's going to likely happen.
I don't think
happen.
It's right to restrict them to just that little bit of land.
Sure.
Right.
It is.
Which is how, when I initially read it, that
right.
was my
That's
concern
how
as well.
I initially read it mm-hmm. as well.
Right. This was part of the reasons it was not a condition.
Not a condition.
However, was if it's the intent of council that it occur on this site, we could just take out. This use will occur within on this 46.17-acre parcel.
Yeah, I would make that motion.
Thank you. Were there any other
questions? Questions?
Good with the times.
That when we get
we'll
to the,
change that, right?
I'm going to address that.
Okay.
Was there? Did you have anything else to add?
I have nothing else.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions from council?
This is appropriate time to.
No, we got to.
No, not for a motion yet.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's no other questions. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment on this application?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Okay, thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing, so give a council close public record. And Mr. Moore, read a short title, and then we'll have some amendments.
Yes, there actually, if we could do the amendments initially, the first one would be to change the reason on number one to take out the language will occur on a 0.4674-acre area within a larger 46.17-acre, and instead say the use shall occur on a 46.17.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Raleigh, second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I have a yes. Mr. Moore, next.
And the second that the applicant proposed was to change condition or reason 9C, which had the conditions. From 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays to 11 p.m.
I have an amendment for that, please.
Is that what you would like to amend? Or?
I would like to amend that condition to say on Fridays and Saturdays at 11 o'clock, the music must stop, and then to close by midnight, and then the rest of the week, 10 p.m.
I'll second that. There's no chickens left.
Music must end by what time?
By 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
And close up by midnight on Fridays and Saturdays.
Doug wants to let them party.
Well, it's mostly young people to get married anyway, so.
And then for the rest of the week?
At 10 p.m.
Because the way it's currently read, it was kind of was dangling out there, and then just said, and the remaining weekdays, so we're going to add 10 p.m. for that,
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir, thank you.
Okay, so it will now read, all events shall end no later, music shall end no later than 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, with the end of the event at midnight and 6 p.m. on Sundays, or did you want to change that to 10 as well?
The rest of the week, 10.
Okay.
Yes.
And the balance of the week, 10 p.m.?
Yes, even Sundays.
Okay.
To try to keep it consistent and simple. I need simple.
Is that your motion?
Yes, sir.
Got a motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? I do. Should we amend it that Councilman Hudson should verify compliance every time they have an event there?
I believe so.
I'll be in bed.
any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on the recommendations of planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes, and I thank the applicant for their investment in our community.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation for planning and zoning with the amendments, I vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote yes as amended, and reasons given by planning and zoning.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and the condition as amended. I'll vote yes. Conditional use 2421 is passed. Have a great afternoon.
Yes. Mr. President, the next matter is conditional use number 2423. Mr. Whitehouse.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial kitchen to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.01 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Calhoun Road, which is Sussex County Route 621, approximately 0.79 miles south of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36. The 911 address is 7485 Calhoun Road, Milford, and the tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 94.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the architectural plan submitted by the applicant, a copy of the site plan, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also have two written letters submitted into the record. One letter is written in support, and the other one is submitted requesting a fence to be provided from the neighbouring property. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 8th of this year. And at the meeting of June 8th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 10 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of that meeting are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of council? More?
Yes. Be sure you give us your name and address and then proceed.
Yes, sir. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Jennifer Addicks. I'm the property owner of 7485 Calhoun Road in Milford, Delaware. Thank you so much for taking the time to hear about why I would like you to approve my conditional use application to put a commercial kitchen in my garage. I'm sorry, first of all, I have a little allergy today, so I know I have my jazzy, raspy singer voice today, but anyway. I have been a massage therapist in our great state for the past 18 years, and my hands and body are starting to tell me it's time to do something new. I want and need to change careers because of the health of my body, because massage is a very strenuous business. I don't want to be dependent on the government to support me and my daughter due to my needing to quit a very rewarding career in massage. I will continue to support myself and my daughter by opening up this new and hopefully very helpful and successful business. My 10-year-old daughter and I suffered a great tragedy back in September of 21 with the death of her father, my husband of almost 19 years, Noah Addicks. My heart and my body are telling me I need to do something different concerning my career. My husband and I always had family and friends over for meals and we would cook together, but I haven't done much of that since his passing because it's very difficult. By my starting this meal prep, takeout food business called The Kitchen Coop, I feel like it is a way that I can still feed people, which is a passion of mine, and also honor the memory of him. The concept for my new business, The Kitchen Coop, is a very simple one. A menu will be posted on social media with a link to click on to order. There will be a sign-up slots under what I am serving. People will sign up, pay, then there will be a pickup date and time. We will not be offering dining in. It will be takeout only. Hopefully you all will be some of the participants of this new endeavor as well. My goal is for my business to be a way to help families by preparing wholesome, good, homemade food that they can bring home, heat up, and get a meal on their table quickly after a long day of work. Lots of people have to work and don't have time to cook, they hate it, or they just don't want to. That's where the Kitchen Coop will come in and hopefully be a huge help to families in our community. The property that adjoins mine is owned by a relative. There are no houses around my property, just an equipment shed and fields. We will not be putting up any new lighting, but even if we did, it shouldn't be a bother to anyone since my house is the only one on the property. We currently have a fence contract signed by myself and the adjoining property relative owner. I will be putting up a fence between my driveway and the driveway next to mine per the request of the relative owner. And actually, the fence company is coming out Thursday for the layout, okay, at 12:30 p.m. I recently received my approval to construct from the Board of Health. They have signed off on my site plans, commercial equipment, and materials that are being used to build my new commercial kitchen. As this is a new business, I have not yet started operation. I'm not sure of the number of employees that I will be hiring. In this beginning phase, it will be family operating the business. If I had to give information about future employee hires non-related, I would estimate that I will be hiring 3 to 4 additional employees. Again, as this is a new business, I am not certain of the amount of customers per day. In the beginning, I will be offering a limited menu and will be working on Mondays, as I will still be working doing massage until this business takes off. I would assume that I can have as many as 50 to 100 meals prepared on that one day. Some of the meals will be family-sized, which will serve 2 to 4 people, and other meals will be individual portions. I would like to say that I will have no more than 25 to 30 vehicles up at my business per day, but they will have assigned pickup times. I have a nice-sized driveway slash property with plenty of parking for customers, and I can also utilize parking behind my garage. In finality, I also have a signed letter of support from Senator Dave Wilson. He believes in me and the service that I will be offering. Hopefully, you will also believe in me and my new business endeavor. Thank you very much for your time and support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to add? Okay.
I'm just ready to get started if you'll grant me that privilege.
Well, great. Is there, you can have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record if council desires.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council. Close the public record.
Just
Mrs. Green.
Question. I failed to ask if she understood the conditions, if everything was okay on the conditions.
Can you come back up, please?
Yes, sir.
The question is, do you understand and agree with the conditions A through J that were placed on your application?
Yes.
Good.
Now's the time to speak up if there was anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions? It's a good thing.
Yes.
You ready? Pleasure, counsel.
Do you want me to read the short title at this point?
Yes,
thank you. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a commercial kitchen to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 1.01 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6, with condition 7A through J.
Pleasure, council.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation from planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Schaefer.
I will also vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I too vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also vote yes based on PZ recommendations. Conditional use 2423 is passed. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Congratulations.
And good luck.
Yes.
And Mr. President, the next case is conditional use number 2437. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 7.95 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Burton Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 373, and the west side of Blackwater Road, which is Sussex County Route 374, at the intersection of Burton Farm Road and Blackwater Road. The 911 address is 34309 Burton Farm Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 19.02. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We also have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utilities Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was submitted to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 8th of this year. At the meeting of June 22nd of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 12 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, your paperless packet includes copies of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Question to Council. Any questions? Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Is the applicant here? If you'll come forward, please. Give us your name and address, please.
I am Judy Powell, 34309 Burton Farm Road. I am here representing my husband and I. My husband is on a school bus. We have 13 and a half acres at the corner of Burton Farm and Blackwater Road in Frankfort, Delaware, and we're looking to take 7.95 acres of that and making it into a boat RV storage. We have a 6-foot fence that we're planning to put up around it. We have lighting that would be shining in towards the fence, nothing that would be offending any neighbors. We have a 20-foot buffer on the outside of the fence that we plan to put arborvitaes.
Yes.
Yes. And there will be a sign. There is a key card or a code that they can get in and out, so it's a sliding gate. We are in the area of where there is 2 or 3 large developments coming pending approval from everything. So I don't know.
That's
about it.
Okay, does Council have any questions?
Any questions, Council?
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Schaefer.
Quick question. The buses were parked.
Microphone.
I see there's like 3 in the picture.
Yes.
Yesterday, I think there were maybe 5, 6 of them there.
Yes.
You're going to do the RV stuff on the left of that?
It would go down Burton Farm Road, across the lane in the back. Let me see. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it would go here, and then down here and across, and then over to here and back around and come in.
It's going to be a big fence.
Right? Yes, the fence would have there, and there will be security.
More questions, Council?
Okay. If not, you may have a seat.
Have a seat.
Okay.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Sir?
My name is Greg Powell. See that little greenhouse? The house with the green roof? That's mine. Coming out of my lien, I'm going to have to look at these cars and buses and whatever every time I walk out my front door. Also, this is going to devaluate the value of our property that's adjacent to this. And I also think it's going to bring a lot of people's going to be trying to get in there to steal stuff, I think, you know, because it's going to be on a, it's kind of a, out of the way. You know how crime is, how people do. And I'm just opposed to it because, number one, it should be agriculture, and that's what it's been for 100 years. And I believe it should stay that way. There's going to be, what, 600 houses across the street or something? And this place is going to fill up with all kinds of boats and campers. And to me, it's just going to be a hindrance to my privacy. And these lights are going to affect my life. You know, I'm just opposed to it. What more can I say?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition?
Hi, my name's Sharon Davis, and I own all the property from the left side of there, 36 acres, and I really think it will devalue our property. And it's like my brother said, he does live right there. I live further down the road, but I own the 36 acres, and I have a renter in one of the houses that is almost to the lane there, just above the lane. And I just think that, well, if I ever decided I wanted to develop, I don't think people would want to see that in their front yards.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you tell us if there is anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council to close public record. I ask Mr. Morbid a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 7.95 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6 with conditions 7A through L.
Pleasure in council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on a recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on recommendation from planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on planning and zoning recommendations.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendations. I'll vote yes. Conditional use 2437 is passed. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. Next matter is change of zone number 1982. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium residential residential planned community district to an MRRPC medium residential plans community to amend the conditions of approval of change of zone number 1474, which is ordinance 1572, relating to the requirement to provide a park and ride facility for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.2 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Bay Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 299, and the east side of Starling Lane, approximately 0.56 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 248.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of a letter received from DART within the state of Delaware. We have a copy of the applicant's survey results from the local community. I would note we have received one written comment that has been included in your paperless packet. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 8th of this year. And at the meeting of June 22nd of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Questions of council? Moore.
Yes, sir, if you'll come forward. Give us your name and address, please.
Hi, my name is Tim Green, and my address is 20184 Phillips Street, Rehoboth.
Okay. If you want to give us your presentation.
Certainly. Good afternoon. My name is Tim Green. I am the development manager for Peninsula Lakes, and I'm here representing the residents of this community so their voices can be heard about a matter that is incredibly important to them. As you've just heard, Peninsula Lakes was approved in 2008 along with a condition that a park and ride is to be constructed in the community at a location to be approved by DART. It's unclear at this point why that condition was placed on the approval, but nonetheless it was. Fast forward many years to 2021, and as our development activities moved in the direction of the proposed location of the park and ride, I started receiving a lot of pushback from our residents related to this facility. Believe me, residents came out in droves expressing their concerns for how the park and ride might negatively impact their enjoyment of the community. As a result, I reached out to DART to learn more about what a park and ride facility really entails, but was surprised to learn that they were unaware of this condition of approval and had no plans to service a facility here. DART then requested that I survey the current residents, 350 out of 660 at the time, and we received 183 survey results to determine if a proposed facility would be supported by them. The results were very clear and not surprising. They didn't want it. In fact, 95% of the respondents were opposed to it in 2021. And after the most recent survey conducted in this past June, 98% of the respondents didn't want it. They cited concerns such as increased traffic, which was their most common concern, trash, maintenance, and insurance costs, loitering, pollution, and the list goes on. Not to mention bus service would start as early as 5:15 in the morning and finish at 10:30 in the evening. The residents simply don't feel a residential community like Peninsula Lakes is an appropriate location for a park and ride. Additionally, the current design doesn't even comply with DART specifications, so the entire facility would need to be re-engineered with no mechanism in place for how this would be funded. With this information, Jared Kaufman, DART's fixed route planner, determined they would not service this facility if it were constructed. There should be a letter in your packet from Jared with his official determination, but I'll take just a minute to read it into the record. It was dated September the 16th, 2021. Hi, Lauren and Tim. Thank you to Shell Brothers and the residents of Peninsula Lakes for conducting and supplying the results of the survey to Delaware Transit. The overwhelming result showed most residents prefer not to have a park and ride lot in their community. Most respondents indicated that the preference for the park and ride would be better suited near SR 24 in Long Neck. Taking this data into consideration, DTC has decided not to have a park and ride constructed within the development and will seek a better location along Route 24. This email will serve as notification of no objection to the removal of the proposed park and ride within the Peninsula Lakes record plan. Thank you, Jared. So here we are with an obligation to build a park and ride facility that is not supported by the residents nor DART. If we are required to build the facility by the county, it will immediately become a vacant parking lot, or even worse, an invitation for unwanted behaviors by non-residents. But what the residents and board members do want is more open space for passive recreation and enhanced landscaping, that's exactly what I'm prepared to give them should this condition be removed. I think I've got, let's see. Jamie, the landscaping plan that I had sent earlier this morning, yeah. You know where I might be able to find that?
Yep, let me.
Sorry, it was a last minute asset that I sent over. There you go, yeah. So the park and ride facility, it doesn't quite show it on this plan here. It would sit more or less in this open space here. And what I've committed to the residents is to enhance the landscaping at the entrance to include what you see here. As of now, we have an entrance monument and the five or six trees immediately surrounding it. And my proposal is to build a nice berm similar to what we have at the other entrance a little bit further down Bay Farm Road. So this is where I would essentially reinvest some of those funds.
What's going to happen? What happens to the rest of that piece of land?
We're going to seed, sod it, irrigate it, clean it up, and then let it be open space.
Okay.
We've kind of deployed the same concept in Coastal Club, where we had an open space, and it's been really well received by the residents. So we figured it would be a good application here as well.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Shaver.
So you're going to dedicate it to open space, or you're going to use it as open space?
It's probably a technical question. I'm not sure I can answer either one. Either way, we aren't going to develop it, and it will remain more or less in the state that it's in, just removing the parking ride facility from it.
Yeah. Well,
I think it is open space, actually.
Yeah, I was out there again yesterday. I have no idea who thought of the idea of building a parking ride way out in the middle of nowhere, but you know, I don't know whether it should be dedicated open space or just the developer leaving his open space. But either way, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm certainly open to either.
Yeah.
Either
they
option.
Have to come back in to ask for it to be houses.
Any more questions, to council?
Yeah.
So not only will the open space, and I'm just about finished here, not only will the open space be welcomed by our residents, but the reduction of impervious surface is something we can all support. With that, I'm requesting that you all approve our request to amend the condition of approval for this project to remove condition number 17. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council?
Mm-mm.
If not, you may have your seat. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you please, I'll get it out in a minute. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on the matter, and council desires to close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So if you would, council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC, medium residential plan community district, to a MRRPC, medium residential plan community district, and to amend conditions of approval of change zone number 1474, parens, ordinance number 1572, end of parens, relating to the requirement to provide a park and ride facility for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.2 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning commission.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also vote yes based on PZ's recommendation. Motion passed. Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you. The next item, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1990. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and an MR medium density residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.76 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the southeast side of Learning Lane and the northwest side of Best Lane at the intersection of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1, and Best Lane. The 911 addresses are 31169 and 31174 Learning Lane, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 23, parcels 53.02 and 53.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and I would note that we have received one written letter. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 8th of this year. And at the meeting of June 8th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the eight reasons as stated within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of the June 8th meeting, including your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions, the Council? More. Okay.
Mr. Davidson, you're batting cleanup.
Yep. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing the application today for Beach Partners LLC. Mr. Sean Toner is the owner of Beach Partners LLC. Unfortunately, he could not be here today, so I am going to represent this application on his behalf. This is an application to grant some lands here that are the two parcels of land. It was parcels 53.02 and 53.04 from AR1 to C2. This property is located on just off of Best Lane. It's also located along Coastal Highway. Properties were purchased by Beach Partners LLC back in March 23rd of 2001, and again, Mr. Toner is the managing member. These properties are the home of Beach Babies and Beach Buddies child care facilities. They provide care for infants to children 12 years of age, and they have been in business for about 22 years at this location. They do have additional locations in Rehoboth, Milford, and Townsend. The properties, they've been existing. Both properties are currently constructed upon. They're both in operation. They're both built. They are on the east by Coastal Highway. Again, Coastal Highway is a principal arterial. It's part of the corridor capacity program within DLDOT. I'll get into just a little bit about one of the reasons why this property is being asked to be rezoned to C2 medium commercial. Again, Best Lane being a local road, and again, maintained by DLDOT as well. On the west side, there are open space and recreational uses that are used by this property as well as properties of the adjacent neighborhoods. And then it's bordered on the north by the Delaware Guidance Services for Children. The properties currently have three approved special use approvals dating March 2000, March 2002, and January 2012 for child care center and a daycare facility. Those approvals can be found in tab 3 of the hearing booklet that we submitted. We know that Ordinance 2550, Sussex County desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability. The purpose of this is the C2 medium is to include retail sales, performance of consumer sales, and service businesses. And this is a service business that has been operating, again, like I said, for 22 years. The granting of this application to C2 will allow Beach Partners to continue to expand their business plan of child care facilities and programs in the community, recognizing benefits in the form of better financial positions when seeking funding, as well as expand on promotional awareness of the programs that they provide daily. This is in the vicinity of other, I have provided these exhibits within the booklet. You can see that there's other commercial zonings along Coastal Highway here, both north of our site. There's some B1 just south of our site on the opposite side of Best Lane. There's commercial on the opposite side of that, again, adhering to the how commercial is being rezoned up and down on certain major highways, major arterials. You know, the small portion of the front here is commercial while everything in the back is residential. So this is in keeping with that area. And again, not, and it doesn't create a public nuisance or result in any increased public expenditures. This is in a coastal area, according to the 2019 comprehensive plan or the the future land use map. This property is identified. One of the applicable zonings for coastal area is C2 medium zone, medium commercial zoning. The property currently has sanitary sewer by Sussex County. Matter of fact, one of the things right here on the front corner of this property right here is the Sussex County pump station. So that does have connection to sanitary sewer. It's in the Tidewater CPCN. It does get water from Tidewater for both of the buildings, for both properties. And again, we are on a major arterial. So these meet all the key indicators in the comprehensive plan when it comes to rezoning to commercial in a coastal area. Some coordination with DLDOT and road improvements. This is quarter capacity. We're not asking for any existing entrances. This already takes entrance off of Best Lane through the rear of the property. I can show you that the new overpass that's being planned for Cave Neck Road is going to plant a service road right in front of these properties here. So they are going to be removed away from having to access Coastal Highway. So they will have to utilize that service road. So actually Coastal Highway is going to be pushed further away from these properties in the future. Again, coastal areas can accommodate development, provide special environmental concerns. I did do an environmental report, and that's on tab 2 of the booklet. There are no wetlands on the property. There's no historical features. And again, these properties have been developed, and they are currently in operation. State policies and spendings, levels 2 and 3. And we feel the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinances, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district in the future land use plan, strategy and objectives of the comprehensive plan, promotes growth and development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development. And it's in an area where general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. With that, and based on the recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission, I ask that you look in favor of this application.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, you may have a seat. I don't see anyone, but I still make the announcement. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone in favor? If there's anyone here in opposition to the application? Anyone in opposition? Operator, will you check remotely to see if anyone is listening that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and MR medium density residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.76 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure of council.
I'll make a motion to approve change of zone 1990 with conditions.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
A second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes. Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote yes based on the reason given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
I will also vote yes based on P&Z's recommendation. Change the zone 1990 is passed. Entertaining motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion?
Why does that pass?
Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.